are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome. It's Thursday, 6 minutes after 8 a.m. This is Feedback. 715-845-2155. Have you ever had a crutch that you depended on a regular basis, and then when it's gone, you have no idea what to do? I just realized that the phone number that I have recited now every day for over a year, I've got this little piece of paper in front of me that had the phone number on it that I've been using as a crutch. It's gone. Who took my crutch?
Don't know. So you wanted to give out the Florida phone number?
I wouldn't even. No, don't say that because now it's in my head. No.
They're going to get calls today from Central Wisconsin.
715-845-2155. Thank you. There it is. There it is. No problem. Got it in my head. But it's funny how you become reliant on a crutch. All right. As we're getting started and you'd like to bring us your phone calls, I bring you an interesting article that ties into what we were talking about yesterday regarding the economy. Remember how we were saying that the budget deficit, the national debt, is right at $16,699 billion. Interesting enough, this is a follow-up to a conversation that we had a little while ago. It has remained there since July. And not because we've not increased our debt or our borrowing. The let's see, who is the department here that handles this? The Daily Treasury Statement, and its official monthly Treasury Statement, is reporting that in July, the federal government ran a deficit of just under $98 billion, but that the federal government's debt actually remained exactly at $16,699,396,000,000 and changed for the entire month. Which is very interesting because that dollar amount has been unchanged for weeks and weeks and weeks now, even though we are continuing to borrow money. The federal agency that oversees this said that the deficit actually rose by $98 billion. At that same time, they're saying that for some strange reason, the reporting of the actual federal debt remained unchanged. In other words, we're being lied to. All right, do you understand what I'm saying? The federal government has borrowed, in this last month alone, $98 billion. We have added $98 billion to our national deficit. Now, most people would say, well, okay, yeah, so we've been dealing with deficit spending for years now. Why are you so upset? The law states that if from the amount that it's at right now, $16,699,396,000,000 and change, if it goes up by a mere $25 million, the Treasury, the federal government, is now breaking the law. Remember all the hoo-la that was put together when President Barack Obama in Congress said, we need to raise the debt limit, we need to do this, we need to... There's always a big fight.
They're going to have to do that again when they come back from the summer break.
They're not going to do it.
Well, we'll see.
They're not going to do it.
So the Republicans are going to shut down the government. Is that what you're saying?
No. What they are doing is accounting shenanigans. I called shenanigans on this weeks ago.
The Congressional Budget Office has forecast the annual deficit will be $670 billion when the budget year ends September 30th,
right,
far below last year's $1.09 trillion.
Not talking about the budget deficit. We're talking about the national debt. Remember, you and I had this discussion yesterday,
yes,
about the difference. Okay, the national debt, $16,699 trillion. Okay, that the legal limit that we are allowed to have by law. This was a law set and passed by Congress, signed by President Barack Obama. The law says the debt limit is $16,699,421,000,000. We are at $16,699,000,000. $699 billion, $396 million. We are $25 million short of the law.
And they will compromise and they will extend it unless...
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying. You're not listening to what I'm saying. We have increased our debt, but it's not being reported. They are lying when they say that the debt has not gone up. They're lying. Last month alone, we borrowed $98 billion. The $98 billion is not being accurately reported, and it's not being accurately reported to prevent having a battle or the Treasury having to admit that they are breaking the law. This has remained the same since May 17th.
How does the Treasury Department respond to that?
Oh, this is beautiful because Jack Lew, the Treasury Director, the big man on top, Treasury Secretary Lew, sent a letter to House Speaker John Boehner saying he was beginning to implement what he called the standard set of extraordinary measures. And that's the end of the discussion. Well, you see, we have implemented extraordinary measures. So let's think for a minute. You and I have a business. We're being audited by the IRS. The IRS says, gentlemen, your business is tremendously successful, but we're noticing that around late May, the amount of money that your business was making became stagnant. You're reporting that you made no more money from late May through the end of the year. So therefore, your tax obligation did not go up. Yet I'm showing receipts of $98 billion worth of income. Would you like to explain why you don't owe taxes on that $98 billion? And our response is, well, sir, I'd like to quote Treasury Secretary Lew
and say
we have implemented an extraordinary set of measures.
First of all,
the IRS goes, well, of course you have. I'm sorry for bothering you.
You cannot run a national economy like you do a business. And second of all, businesses, especially large businesses, do accounting tricks all the time make the books balance.
I'm sorry. Perhaps I was being too lofty in my explanation. You apparently didn't get the problem.
Yes, you're being condescending again, which
you're
very good at.
So let me think of another way we can do this. Yes, the answer is actually what you've just come up with is yes, it is an accounting shenanigans that's going on here.
Accounting tricks have been applied not only in government but in big corporations for generations.
Do you feel that this is the right way for us to handle this?
Well, until the Congress gets back and wants to do something about it, but of course they won't. You've got Ted Cruz now suggesting that we're going to shut down the government in order to defund Obamacare.
But we're talking about false reporting of our debt since May 17th and beyond. This is a lie to the American public. This is a lie to Congress to avoid the penalty of breaking the law. It may have been done in the past. Does that mean it should continue to be done? No. They are simply using accounting. And here's part of the accounting what they're doing. They're showing, yes, we incurred $98 billion in debt, but they are also showing, look, we paid off $98 billion of debt. That is a lie. That is manufactured. That is as manufactured as the $100 bills being produced that we talked about yesterday. It is a lie. There's no other way to look. It's not accounting. It's a lie. All right, let's go to the phones. Jim, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yesterday I heard you talking about the deficit, and Tom said your buddy Reagan ran deficits.
Yes.
Right, Tom?
Absolutely.
But did you remember Tip O'Neill was in charge of the budget at that time, and every budget that Reagan sent was dead on arrival? It was always Tip O'Neill's budgets, and Reagan begged for line item veto, never got it. Do you remember any of that?
There was obviously a lot of horse trading going on back then, but Ronald Reagan, in fact, I think his chief of staff at the time says, don't worry about deficits. Deficits are not a problem. Ronald Reagan did not worry about deficits.
Yeah, but none of his budgets ever were passed. It was always Tip O'Neill's budgets.
That's the point that he's making, that it wasn't the Ronald Reagan budget passed.
Yeah,
it
but Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan actually negotiated things. There's no negotiating going on now.
It was still every budget that Reagan sent to the Congress was dead on arrival. It was never, ever done. It was always Tip O'Neill's budgets.
Yeah, but there were compromises on both sides in
it
those budgets.
It doesn't make any difference.
Well, sure it does.
No, it doesn't. Now, okay, if there was compromises then, why can't the Senate compromise with the House now?
Why can't the House compromise with the Senate? The House keeps sending stuff that they know is dead on arrival.
Because the Senate will not compromise.
The president has compromised on many issues. We talked about that yesterday.
Obamacare,
the Affordable Health Care Act is nowhere near what it was originally proposed to be because the president has compromised with himself.
You know, and that compromise is like saying, you know, raging pneumonia is much better than tuberculosis. That makes no sense. Jim, thanks very much for calling in, brother. I appreciate you bringing up that point. All right, there it is. That's the first thing that we were talking about today. Just keep in mind, take a look and keep an eye on the national debt. It is holding still at $16,699,000,000 and change. Why? Because nobody wants to take responsibility for breaking the law yet again. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, coming right back.
The news, talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback, 821. And we go to the phones, and hopefully Kevin has decided to hold on tight for it. Kevin, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Seth. Hello, Tom. Seem like you're having a little bit of a rough day today. Hope it goes better for you. But I got 2 points. Number one, when Tom says that a lot of corporations, governments misreport, it's no big deal. If corporations misreport to their stockholders, the leaders of that institution go to jail.
I didn't say misreport. I said use accounting tactics and tricks to move money around to make the bottom line look different than it might normally do.
Ask Enron how that worked for them.
Yeah, Enron got in a little bit of trouble. There were several communication companies that got in trouble about that. It is done. I know that even in our state budget, part of the budget surplus came from minor creative accounting practices.
And yet nobody in the Wall Street meltdown has gone to jail as of yet.
Well, hasn't Obama punished them?
What?
Hey, George Bush went after Wall Street. He put a bunch of people in jail compared to this administration. That is an absolute fact and truth.
Yeah, our Department of Justice is a joke right now. It truly is.
On to that point, the U.S. sells its debt. The U.S. taxpayer is the largest buyer. Other foreign nations are buyers. So if they're falsely reporting our debt.
Yeah, the U.S. citizens are now the biggest consumer of our debt. We are monetizing our own debt, which is absolutely ridiculous. It is the highest form of monopoly finances I have ever seen. And by monopoly, I mean the board game. It is It's ridiculous.
Now, my second point, and this is for Tom, I know you said that the House should negotiate with the Senate for a budget, correct?
I said the House should stop putting forward stuff that's dead on arrival.
Okay, well, that's fine. For 3.5 years, the Senate did not put forth a budget. The House put one forward. The Senate did nothing. That is one of the few requirements under the Constitution that Congress has to do each and every year.
Well, I don't disagree that the Senate hasn't fulfilled its obligations as well.
But yet, no one in the media, they were, and you included, were smashing on the Republicans for the Paul Ryan budget or this or that. But no one was saying, well, how come the Senate can't even get one of, they control it with Democrats?
Well, we talked about that in the past. The Senate did put together that, I can't remember the name of it now. It was a continuing resolution is not the right word, but it was a continuation of the past budget.
Pamphlet of crap.
So there was a budget. Technically, there was a budget.
No, they did continuing resolution.
Bag of lies. I believe these are all the accurate terms.
That is not what the Constitution defines as a budget. It is a stopgap, and it was a stopgap for 3.5 years.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with a stopgap being used or a budget, an extension being done in an emergency circumstance on a short-term basis, but we are well into the second term of the presidency and no budget. Well, none.
The problem is we're going through a financial downturn, a recession, a huge recession, and our government can't even put a budget together.
Do you think anything's going to happen?
Every single state can do it. Why can't the Senate pass a freaking budget?
Do you think
gotcha.
That anything?
And I'm going to let you go on that.
Well, I wanted to ask him a question. Is he gone?
Okay. All right. No, he's not going.
Well, he's gone.
Yes, he is.
I wanted to ask him the question, and I'll ask you the question. Do you think that anything positive can happen going forward with the current leadership in both the House and Senate? When you've got John Boehner, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, and Mitch McConnell running things,
can we
accomplish anything?
If we had those on the left that actually cared about making sure that our country was healthy, yeah, we could, but we don't.
You truly believe that the moderates in Congress and the moderates and the people in the Obama administration
liberals.
Are working for the downfall of the country?
The
really?
Liberals and the progressives.
Really?
Listen, let me answer your question. The liberals and the progressives do not give a flying rat's ass about what happens to our country in this generation. What they want is to move us from a republic. They want to move us from being dependent on ourselves and small business to a nation that is dependent solely on the government. They want a nation that drives around in little electric cars, and we live off of hydroelectric power and the wind and solar, and we all want to sit around the campfire and sing Kumbaya, and we get along with everybody in the world. They want this utopian future utopian society, and they don't give a rat's ass about what it is costing this generation. They don't care.
First of all,
they have a vision, and they are hell-bent on getting us there no matter what. What I believe.
When you use these comparisons from now on, can we use a different song other than Kumbaya? Weren't there other camp songs that were sung back
You know what?
In those
Give
days?
Me a list of your favorite Joni Mitchell songs, and I'll be more than happy to use those.
All right. Absolutely. How about Both Sides Now, Cloud, something like that? Yeah.
See, you're going to have to bring me up to speed, because every time I hear any of that, I begin to retch, and I turn on Van Halen. Thanks for calling. Ron, what's on your mind?
I'd like to just help define the concept of getting something done. I think Boehner and McConnell are actually accomplishing something by stopping this train wreck that is Barack Obama and his left-wing agenda.
I agree.
I think we ought to applaud the Republicans, and I think that if America is really open-eared about what's happening and talking about this $98 billion, if they're really watching and really listening, the upcoming midterm elections will give us an opportunity to have our voice and further empower those patriots that have stopped this guy.
Let me give you two examples of obstructionism by the Republicans in Congress.
Wait. Call it conservative governing.
No, this
Don't
is this did,
the,
this
no, no, no,
no,
no,
the,
no, sir,
no wait a minute.
It is,
the,
it is conservative governing the, and it is an American voice.
Yeah.
It is the majority voice that is speaking this, and for whatever reason the people put this guy back in office, they're going to just have to answer for that. But these guys are governing conservatively. So if you want to call it what it is, I'll listen.
Now, the two examples I'm going to give are obstructionism, because the first one, the Bipartisan Deficit Commission last summer, supported by House Republicans, they were all for it until the president publicly came out in support of it as well. And then all of a sudden, John Boehner and the Republicans said, oh, well, maybe not. And then earlier this year, Mitch McConnell added an amendment to a bill and was all in favor of it, and the president's administration came out and said, you know, that's not a bad idea. McConnell took his own amendment off the floor before a vote because he didn't want to be associated with the president on any issue.
I believe the reason is that once the president became involved, they altered what was being put forth and changed it, and therefore, in order to prevent...
Mitch McConnell is going to face a Tea Party challenge in his race, and a lot of these guys are going to face challenges from the right, and they're kowtowing to some of the zealots in the party in order to keep their spots.
I think you're just being very, you're trying to be political about this. This is really the issue that we're facing here, is just about being responsible with the limited resources we have as a country financially right now. It's just saying we can't do all of these wild-eyed spending spree issues that are going to just keep someone getting elected for the benefits that others can give to them. We've got to be concerned about this, Tom. And, you know, I appreciate your intellect and your thinking, but really open your eyes on this. This is conservative governing. This is not obstructionism. And right now we have, of course, liberal governing that's taking place simultaneously. There is going to be some sort of a stoppage because they are different ideologies.
First of all, there's very little governing going on right now. This Congress has passed fewer bills.
I disagree, sir. And let me ask you this question. I have one more question, then I'll get off the line.
Okay, because we got to go.
Yep, my statement is this, that if something is not broke, why try to fix it? Can't they just sit on the good things and govern? I'll let you go.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate you calling in and being a part of the program. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, feedback comes right back.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.